can comment a little bit about the issue of misdiagnosis or misclassification within T-cell lymphoma. What are some of the common problems that occur?
Okay, the T-cell lymphomas in the past could be confused with the T-cell rich B-cell lymphoma. That doesn't happen really that much any longer because the pathologists have learned to recognize the T-cell rich B-cell lymphoma. Before, we had gene rearrangements that used to be a very common problem. The same way in the anaplastic large cell lymphomas. I remember a case when I was in Houston that presented with a groin node, and the pathologist looked at the histology. They saw a very anaplastic looking tumor, which they were almost convinced that it was a melanoma with metastasis to the lymph node, but the patient didn't have any skin melanoma in that leg. So eventually, when they worked up the case, then they realized that it was an anaplastic large cell lymphoma. So that's another source of confusion. And also, sometimes the cases, for example, with the mycosis fungoides, can be confused with the peripheral T-cell lymphomas, the cutaneous peripheral T-cell lymphomas. But that doesn't happen really that frequently any longer. The T-cell lymphomas can be a little bit of a headache for the pathologist because they're uncommon. You know, it's usually like 10% of the non-Hodgkin's lymphomas. And there is so much variation within the peripheral T-cell lymphomas in terms of different types of histologies that there's very little experience with each of those categories because of the fact that they're so uncommon. So that the general pathologist would have a lot of difficulty diagnosing some of these different types. And I think it would require an expert hematopathologist to really be able to sort out which of the different tumor types. It's incredible, you know, it's such an uncommon diagnosis and there's so many different subtypes that there's really very little experience in management also because tumors that are uncommon, you cannot do large clinical trials. So from the standpoint of management, it's also a big headache as to what to do with some of them. The most common one, of course, is the PTCL NOS. You know, the NOS is the most common one, but even the NOS is really garbage. You throw into that trash can anything that you cannot fit into a very discrete diagnosis. But the feeling right now is that the PTCL NOS is most likely a number of different T-cell lymphomas that have not been fully characterized. I think with the gene profiling, in the future, we'll probably be able to tell that there are different subtypes of PTCL NOS and we'll start separating them out.